going ballistic on the phones about this this morning. You should see the phone-in room here in BBC Northern Ireland in reaction to this. Some of you saying, is this April Fool's Day? No, it's not. This is Drew Nelson, who is speaking on behalf of the Orange Order this morning. He's the Grand Secretary of the Grand Orange Lodge. And this report, I can actually just bring up the title of this report to tell you what the title of it is. An investigation of the treatment of Protestants in the Northern Ireland Civil Service. And the report is called Fairness and Fear. And you heard Mr. Nelson spell out there how mass cards are instilling fear into some of the people he represents, and how people are fearful when they go into work on a Monday morning and people are talking about GAA. 0303 80 55 55. Rory and Downpatrick. Morning, Rory.
Morning, Stephen.
What's your reaction?
I think I was the person who said, is it April Fool's Day? Are we a week early today, this week? That is unbelievable. It's the best laugh I've had for a long time.
Well, what's funny about it?
What is offensive about talking about a sporting event?
Well,
where are we going to draw the line?
But this isn't some junior member of the Orange Lodge. This this is the most senior member in the Grand Orange Lodge. One of the most senior, saying that it's intimidating some of his members talking about GAA.
You did this last year, Stephen. You did this last year. You did April Fool's Day in advance last year. I think you're doing exactly the same thing here. It's incredible.
Rob in Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Stephen. I actually wanted to speak to Drew, but unfortunately he's gone. I find his views absolutely ludicrous, and that's probably an understatement. I find them archaic in nature. You know, how anybody can take offence to somebody having a mass card in remembrance of a loved one who has passed away from our friends in the Catholic community. It's absolutely shocking that anybody can even take offence to that.
Well, the Orange Order this morning through Drew Nelson saying they want now a conversation as to where the boundaries should lie in issues like mass cards.
But here's the big thing, Stephen. The Orange Order are the biggest Protestant cultural organisation, and they have a massive role to play in trying to move this country forward towards a shared future. Now, where is the shared future? When people take offence, and I don't think it's the individual members of the Orange Order, I think it's just somebody who's taken this on.
No, they've spent 2 years putting together this report.
You know, I haven't read the report, but I will go away and I will read it, because I just find it absolutely ludicrous that you know, you can take issue to someone talking about a Gaelic football match. You can take issue with
that's instilling card. Fear, he says, in some of his members.
That's nonsense. That is a nonsense. It's absolutely nonsensical. How the heck on this earth can somebody be feared by a mask card sitting on a desk? You explain that to me. That's something that I wanted to put to Drew. He's gone. So I don't know how anybody can have fear instilled in them by having a mask card on their desk or talking about a GAA.
Okay, there's so many of you trying to get through this morning. Every line into this building is jammed with this today. The Orange Order have certainly got you talking. 0303 80 55 55. Sean in Belfast. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'd just like to say I'm an ex-civil servant, okay? If anybody within the department I worked in thought they were a victim of sectarianism and they went to a manager, I mean, there would be zero tolerance in regards to that. So in regards to sectarianism, there is mechanisms in place. We also have the Equality Commission.
Well, there are mechanisms, don't forget, that look at genuine complaints. That's what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. If you went to your land manager, whether you were Catholic, Protestant, Muslim, Hindu, and you told your land manager that you were being intimidated, I mean, there is zero tolerance within the civil service. You also have the Equality Commission. We live in a small province. You could contact your local councillor or MLA. Why 25 members of the civil service has went externally to such a defensive institution?
But this is bigger picture, isn't it? This is not about a specific complaint. This is the Orange Order saying that bigger picture. They think there should be a conversation around whether people should be able to come in and place a mask card on their desk, whether people should be able to come in and talk about the GAA when, I guess the inference from Drew Nelson is that people in the Orange Order aren't interested in the GAA. I thought some Protestants actually did play GAA. Maybe I'm wrong with that, but I thought they did. Gerry and Derry. Morning, Gerry.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
I would just like to know where Drew's would be on whether or not the poppy should be banned from the workplace. Because in the perception of some Celtic nationalists, it's an intimidatory thing.
Gerry, thank you. Robert in Castletown. Morning, Robert.
Can you hear me?
I can. You need your radio off in the background. We'll come back to you. Paul in Belfast. Morning, Paul.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I mean, it's sad. Really, at the end of the day, there are some loyalist stroke Protestant people here, not all of them by any means, who just can't get away from the attitude of a Protestant government for a Protestant people and a Protestant Ulster for a Protestant people. And those attitudes have to change. And these people just can't.
What did you make of what you heard this morning?
I think it's so childish. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's sad. It's
well, the
sad.
Orange Order is an institution. You know how big it is.
The Orange Order is also the most bigoted organisation in Northern Ireland.
Well, they would reject that, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't be tolerated.
They would reject that.
I know they would reject it, but it's a fact of life. The evidence proves otherwise.
You heard Drew Nelson also refer to Ash Wednesday and people coming in with ash in their foreheads, which may intimidate some of his members.
Yes. I don't see how it could intimidate any of his members. But, I mean, really, if that is all he has to worry about, he really has a problem.
Jim Wilson. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
We're wondering how many of you support Drew Nelson, what he said this morning.
Well,
do
Stephen,
you?
I haven't seen the report, so I can't
well, you've heard,
support
you've
her.
Heard what he said.
Well, I've heard what you've said, and I've heard what a lot of your people have been on there. And it's certainly very like as much as say, you know, Protestants can't be discriminated against. You know, and listening to the way that the whole thing's being twisted there, it's as though, you know, and I noticed when you said you were talking about Manchester and Manchester United, but I know of lads who have went into work and is speaking loudly about Rangers or Linfield and have been told off that we're talking about things and in reference to a sectarian attitude. So
really?
don't make it out that Protestants cannot be discriminated against. I live in a caravan, say down in...
You live in a caravan?
I don't know. I have a caravan. And down in Malayle, and my grandson put a Union Jack in the side of it, right? Unknown to me that it was even there, I didn't even notice it, and I was asked to remove it by the people on the site because of this so-called. And there is reasons for taking things away, and I accept that. I didn't argue about it, but at the end of the day, there is times that Protestants can be discriminated against, and the way your programme was putting it over is because of a mask card and stuff like that. If there's anything there...
That's what's in the report. I haven't made this up.
That's okay. But if it's within the Protestant religion, if I walk and I wear a Rangers necklace, would I be told to take it off in certain...
Are you telling me that there are workplaces in Northern Ireland where you can't walk in and talk about a football match?
If you're talking loud about a certain thing, if you're talking about a Rangers match against someone, or nothing, you could be told off by your management that you're creating a situation where someone feels uncomfortable. And if someone goes to the management, as a lad said earlier on, he's quite right, if you go and make a complaint and say to the management, listen, that guy's talking, he's talking about a team that I don't like and I think are sectarian and all this, you can be told off for actually doing that.
Honestly?
Yes, you
can. I find that very difficult to believe. Yes.
Well, then just check out the rigmaroles of these.
So you're telling me this morning, Jim Wilson.
Symbols.
You are telling me this morning that Protestants are not allowed to walk into some workplaces in Northern Ireland and say, what a match Linfield had on Saturday.
I didn't say Protestants. I said it could be designed from Celtic or whatever, or Cliftonville if they're in. And if you went and made a complaint to the management and saying, look, listen, that guy's talking there, he's talking about it, and I feel that this team is blah, 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 and you could be told off. It's been told to me that's happened.
Well, I would love to find someone on this planet that we live in.
Yeah, well, okay, it doesn't happen then, Steve, don't see it happening.
Well,
doesn't mean to say it doesn't.
Well, I would like
you're
to.
You're trying to make out because mask cards, and that's a big issue, and that there. That designates that you're a Catholic. And in the workplace, you're not supposed to be able to designate whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant on anything. Anything that makes the other person feel as though they're intimidated. And it's the same with racism in this country.
Sorry, a mass card is a mass card is a sympathy card, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So what on earth, no matter what religion you are, who on this in this country finds a sympathy card offensive?
I don't, and I don't think anyone should, but I know that it's going to the extremes. And that is the extremes that I see. If someone's wearing a wee poppy badge, and that they're going into work, there's been people told to take poppies off, Stephen, so don't try and make this out. A poppy is a symbol of what happened in the First World War. And people were asked to take those down because it designated who they were. Now, have you heard of that happening before? You went very quiet, Stephen. Have you heard of that happening before?
I don't know what the policy is in different workplaces.
No, the point that I'm making to you is that there's the stupidity of some of the stuff out there in the workplace is unbelievable. A mask card is something that someone who is being given because someone has died in their family, and that's totally acceptable to me and thousands of people.
I want to find someone listening to this.
But if you walk in with the poppy symbol on in work, and you know it because you've had it on your program,
you're equating
people can be told to take it off. And it has happened in workplaces. You know of it yourself, and we've talked about it before. And this is how stupid sometimes these laws are becoming. And I understand where Protestants feel sometimes, in some places, intimidated and feel that there's not a place for them within that workplace. And I understand that because there's a lot of things over the years I've been told. So you cannot, and you were very quiet there, because you never answered
it. If someone approached you, Jim Wilson, and it was Ash Wednesday, and they had a little piece of ice on their forehead, would that offend you? Would you feel intimidated?
Stephen, wouldn't offend me in the least, and it wouldn't bother me, and it wouldn't make it out and understand that.
Orange Order have included it within the report of fairness and fear. Fear.
Yes, because if you want to go to the sublime and the stupidity, and if I walk in with a small metal poppy you can hardly bloody well see, you'd be told to take it off, or a small red Honda Vulture in my lapel, which represents the nation of this country, right? And be asked to toy. And that's how bad it's getting. And I understand where the Orange Order is coming from in this, and what they're trying to do is to make a point that at the end of the day, in the workplace, not everything is deemed to be a sectarian. Not their
2016, I'm just checking the date here, the 23rd of March, 2016, is where we're currently at. 030-30-80-55-55. It is going boogaloo over this morning. We'll bring more of your calls on after the news with Tina.
Thank you, Stephen. Good morning. The two suicide bombers who attacked Brussels airport have been identified as brothers by the Belgian media and were known to police. A hunt is continuing for a third man who was with them. Parents of some pupils at De La Salle College in West Belfast have called for the school's management to be stood down. There have been ongoing industrial problems at the school over the past few months. And the trade body Hospitality Ulster says Easter licensing laws could cost the sector as much as £16 million this weekend. News in full is coming up at 10 o'clock.
Don't forget, we were also talking to Drew Nelson this morning about a statement the Orange Order included in their report explaining why some Protestants within his organisation are fearful of going into the workplace. One example that's quoted in that report is someone going into work and talking about their child's confirmation. 030-30-80-55-55. Let's head to Newry. Sinead. Morning, Sinead.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
What do you think?
Well, I just think it's totally bizarre. I'm a retired public servant, and I worked for years in a mixed working environment through the worst of the troubles. And I have to say that we all treated each other with respect. You know, I just find it totally bizarre that somebody would be offended if somebody was talking about a child's confirmation or by some ash on the head or handing a colleague a mask card. It's just totally bizarre. I mean, don't know what sort of workplaces they're working in, but I mean, that certainly was not my experience.
The significance of this story that we are discussing on the Nolan Show this morning is that you know how prominent the Orange Order is as an organisation in Northern Ireland. I don't know how many members they have. Thousands and thousands of members. So this is an organisation writing an official report, wanting to put it, they've put it into the public domain, where they are absolutely saying that some of their members, they think there needs to be a discussion, because if someone walks into the workplace and talks about their child's confirmation, if someone walks into the workplace and talks about a GAA match, it is offensive to some of their members and they're frightened to work in that organisation.
Stephen, I just think that's totally bizarre. I mean, if somebody walked into my workplace and talked about, the 12th of July, I wouldn't have been frightened or offended. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Gary...
I mean, what sort of world are these people living in?
Morning, Gary.
Morning, Stephen.
You agree with Drew Nelson, do you?
I agree with Drew and Jim. You know, there is situations within the civil service where people are pulled up for issues.
Like now, what?
My wife actually works in civil service as a senior civil servant. And when she's preparing briefings for the minister, if she put the words Northern Ireland into it, when that minister was an SDLP member, she has pulled up for that. It had to be changed to the north of Ireland. Other things go on day in, day out. Personal emails, personal texts, backwards and forwards, arranging visits to novenas, to Catholic events, things like this. I hear about these.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? I thought when you went into work, you went in to do your day's work and be paid for your day's work, not spend your day putting out communications to out-of-work events.
One statement in this report refers to the persecution of Protestants within the civil service. Is the Orange Order seriously saying Protestants are being persecuted in the civil service? Another unnamed individual statement carried in this report talks of systematic demonisation of Protestants within the Northern Ireland Civil Service. Thomas Stephen. In North Belfast. Morning, Thomas.
How you doing, Stephen? Stephen, has your head been on the clouds over the last few years?
Why?
Well, I'll tell you what. See, when you're in your workplace and Liverpool and Man United are playing and the two people are shouting, ah, go on, you Man United, this and you Liverpool, that, there's not a problem. See, if you're shooting, go on your Rangers, B, or go on your Celtic, this and that, you're told to knock it in the head because it can cause a row. Over the years you've listened to, I was asked to, I told you before, I was asked to cover up a tattoo of my Rangers badge, which is a teddy bear with a red, white and blue hat. Somebody had complained to a manager, and the manager was a Celtic fan, and told that guy to catch himself on, but I had to cover it up. You've also been on over the years, you've heard of people having to remove the Tesco's, Asda.
This is about a conversation. The Orange Order are saying...
Stephen, this is happening. You've covered the story. You covered a story last year where a guy had to take a furry dice down off his own personal car in the car park because there was a Union Jack on it. You've heard of people being sent home because they were wearing Reebok socks because there's a Union Jack on it. You've heard of people...
I have never, ever in my life heard of someone being sent home from... I have never in my life heard of someone being sent home from work because they were wearing Reebok socks.
Your wee mate, Barry Magaldoff, had a few years ago that the people having McFitties biscuits, Walker's crisps, and what was the other one he had? Bananas, because of Union Jacks, was a show of British imperialism, and they shouldn't be allowed in the workplace. And I'd send you what he sent. So, I mean, this has been going on for ages. I also know a guy that was sent, that was asked to take, remove a hat on because it had, and it said Ireland on it, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. The fellow was a rugby, but he had to take that off because the manager and workplaces are sort of panicking about stuff like this. But for you to say that you haven't heard, I mean, you covered a story yourself about the dice. You've heard of people having to remove things in Asda, packets of sausages, because there was a Union Jack on them. You covered the story about the time that they had a bag and it wasn't a Union Jack on it, but it looked like a Union Jack, even though it was green and white lanes. You covered that last year.
Someone walks into work, Thomas, right?
Yep.
On a Monday morning.
Yep.
Like, And they basically say, did you see that GAA match? Wasn't that incredible? I don't even know. I don't understand GAA, right? Never played it. Never watched. There was a brilliant documentary on there on the TV 2 nights ago about it.
Yep, that's right, about the Cross MacLean Rangers.
Yes, it was a brilliant documentary. Yep. But I have no idea how that game works. No idea whatsoever what you do with the ball or where you put it, right? But here's the point. Someone walks into work, they've watched the GAA match, and they're discussing it with their friends. Is there a member of the Orange Order cowering in the corner, terrified? By that conversation?
What the problem is, Stephen, is if they're in talking and they're talking about other, people have already been told. Now, I have no problem, but if you're trying to tell me that you're daft enough that if somebody's shouting down, a Rangers and a Celtic fan are shouting down the workplace at each other, go on, you Celtic BE, or you were lucky at the weekend, if you're that daft that you don't think that they would be told to stop shouting that because it could cause an argument, over Man United and Liverpool fans shouting down, or Spurs or Barcelona or something. I mean, you're not that naive, Stephen. And people have been told over the years, you've covered all these.
Well, this is a child kid confirmed at P7, something like that. So again, a proud mother walks into their workplace and said, oh, little Emily, I'm so proud of her. So proud of her. And the confirmation was beautiful at the weekend. There's a member of the Orange Order cowering in the corner because someone's talking about a child's confirmation. 2016 we're in.
Exactly. And isn't it pathetic that a couple of, 4 months ago, the Tesco's in the Ballygamartin Road was asked to remove lettuces because some idiot
remove what?
About them being on a Union Jack. Iceberg lettuces.
A lettuce?
Yep, absolutely. And no, the Sinn Féin councillor at all at the time, instead of saying, catch your cell phone, they went down and they had to remove them from the front of the store. You know what I mean? It's pathetic, isn't it? But when all these people have been complained against for being sent home with stupid things, and you've covered the poppies, I don't know how many times you've covered the poppies, you'll be covering them again.
You're allowed to wear a poppy in the Northern Ireland Civil Service.
Oh, tell me, Stephen, do you not remember?
And by the way, a spokesperson for OFM DFM said the Northern Ireland Civil Service has well developed policies and processes in place to support staff and, where appropriate, for staff to raise concerns. The Northern Ireland Civil Service recruits and promotes on the basis of the merit principle and remains compliant with all equality obligations. I cocked up earlier on, by the way, just to clarify.
Do you not remember people having to remove World Cup posters because there was an England flag on them?
I cocked up.
Complained about them in shorts.
To clarify, when talking about religious breakdown in different departments, the figures in the report are actually comparing these breakdowns with the wider Northern Ireland population. Patsy McGlone from the SDLP, your reaction to this story this morning, Patsy?
Well, Stephen, I would have to say, as I listened to that, I didn't know whether I was living in the real world or not, but it is very real. And I listened to Drew Nelson there. People discussing football, people discussing their children's confirmation, which applies right across the board, irrespective of Catholic, Protestant. Nothing wrong with that. But the bit that really got me was that somebody somewhere saw fit to go and complain about a mass card, which is given in circumstances of sympathy, a death, bereavement to someone. And the person that I was thinking of, whenever they said that...
By the way, I'm so ignorant about religion, Patsy. Just answer this for me, because I genuinely don't know. I hope this isn't offensive, but I don't know. Do Protestants get confirmed?
Yes.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Confirmation, Church of Ireland, and like, right. And I've heard people talking about that. Yes. Uh-huh. I was listening to this evolving this morning. I'm sure, like many, many other people, irrespective of background or whatever, but the bit that really galled me was that someone somewhere in the civil service who has received a mass card, maybe because of the death of a child or a parent or an aunt, uncle, whatever it might be, they're sitting this morning saying, who would ever have the gall on them to go and report that? And
It goes beyond that. The Orange Order is officially calling for engagement with the civil service to draw boundaries around issues like mass cards on desks in the civil service.
It is. That goes beyond the realms of both sense and sensitivity. Mass cards are given. It's a thing of deep, deep respect given at times of wakes and funerals and given to people who have lost someone close to them. It's basically a card which signifies to say that a mass will be said for the happy repose of the person who is deceased. And for anyone to take that up and anyone to complain about that, that is really, we're moving beyond the realm of decency. And for the Orange Order to take it up, and I'm sure there will be many members of the Orange Order who have attended funeral masses and the like, will have been listening there this morning. And I have no doubt, from knowing some of them, that they too will be distancing themselves from those comments by Mr. Nelson. I have no doubt whatsoever about that. Decent, good people who have respect for their neighbours and for whom taking this to this level.
Well, you've heard Jim Wilson this morning, and you've heard Thomas in North Belfast this morning saying this is all fair enough, except the it's not the same for Protestants, that the same, I guess, spirit of, look, nothing's offensive, work away, is not how the Protestant community is treated. You've heard them say that this morning, in fairness with the Orange Order.
And I'm sure there have been occasions where people who are Catholics have given mass cards to someone who's a Protestant on a sympathy card. I have absolutely no problem with that. That's such a respectful thing to do whenever a close family member has died. Really, to have raised this morning, it moves things beyond the realms of respect. And I think Drew Nelson should really reflect on what they've done there. And to raise this as an organisation, which they say is representative of Christian values, there's really nothing Christian about that.
34,000 members, I'm being told. Roughly 34,000 members. In the Orange Order. 0330 80 55 55. They've certainly got us talking this morning. Chris in Belfast. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, it seems to me that this is an extremely cynical attempt by the Orange Order to exploit cultural difference in the workplace rather than reconcile or try and build a shared future. I think they're trying to get wrestled back some sort of political relevance in this move, and I would hope most people can see through this and ignore what they're saying rather than engaging this any further.
And Mary in Belfast. Morning, Mary.
Well, I think the gentleman has made a very sound point. I would ask the validity of any survey that represented 25 people out of a population of, what did you say, 35,000? That's not even a valid survey. It's a subjective, very, very minor expression.
Well, they're also saying they put in freedom of information requests, that they gathered data to put this report...
And it took 2 years to do it.
...together, yes.
And they spent a lot of money and 2 years to produce the thoughts, the subjective opinions of 25 people. That doesn't hold any validity whatsoever. But I think the gentleman who spoke before me does make a valid point. It stirs up... acrimism, it stirs up debate. They also forget that we have Muslim people, we have Hindu people, we have Sikh people, people who are not Roman Catholic, but who wear their religion quite obviously in their clothes. Are we going to ask them now not to wear their turbans, not to wear their hijabs, because somebody might feel frightened of it?
Well, that's what's happened in France.
Yeah, well, you see, people have to think through the consequences of what they do and say, but I think we shouldn't even be giving this survey any credibility. It has no validity.
It has the credibility,
yes,
of the Orange Order.
Well,
for those people who believe in the Orange Order, are members of the Orange Order.
Well, they're being misinformed quite
obviously. It's a major institution.
Let's have a bigger survey then.
There is a major institution in Northern Ireland which has issued a report and has publicly said on the Nolan Show this morning that they want the discussion in order to set boundaries around the placing of mass cards on desks, people talking about their child's confirmation.
I know.
They have said it.
It's absurd. If people were being discriminated in terms of driven from their jobs, I would be the first one out defending them. But this report itself has no validity in the sense...
Well, Thomas in North Belfast doesn't agree with you. I've kept him on because, to be honest with you...
Stephen, you're missing my point.
Well, let Thomas explain to you about the Protestant community.
It needs to be much bigger...
Go on, Thomas.
...much more representative, if it has to have any validity. That's the only point I'm making.
Go on, Thomas.
Well, so the thing is, Stephen, it's what people do outside their house. Now, if that lady's trying to say that if two bondsmen were at a bond competition on a Monday night, at a flute bond competition, and they were sitting and they were talking about the two Loyalist flute bands and who they won this at the fluting part of it and the drumming part of it, and there was a Catholic sitting in the middle of them. Are you trying to tell me that some? I'm not saying all of them, because there's Catholics in my work saying to me, have a good 12th, mate, but then there's other ones who don't. But, I mean, if people are sitting there and they're feeling uncomfortable,